All right, I want to bring in Louisiana's Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, a member of the U.S. Senate, also a medical doctor. Senator, thank you for taking the time for us this morning.
Thank you, David.
Can you tell me what is being done to help the Black community in your state right now, which, you know, it clearly is being disproportionately hit by this disease?
Well, I think it's first, clearly there's been a surge of ventilators, of medical equipment to all folks, particularly in Southeast Louisiana, because that's where we had the peak first, with beds opening, et cetera. I worked in the charity hospital system for 25 years as a physician, and 80% of my patients were African Americans. That was just the demographic makeup. And so some things in your report, I'm not quite sure people of whatever race are less likely, at least of African American race, are less likely to go to the hospital. Again, that was my practice, and I did not see that. But if you're going to look at the fundamental reason, African Americans are 60% more likely to have diabetes. Now, if you look at the NIH website, that would say that's for obesity, for genetic reasons, perhaps other things. The virus likes to hit what is called an ACE2 receptor, an ACE inhibitor, an ACE receptor. Now, if you have diabetes, obesity, hypertension, and diabetes and hypertension are clearly risk factors for problems from COVID, then African Americans are going to have more of those receptors inherent in their having the diabetes, the hypertension, the obesity, and inherent in them having an overrepresentation of that. So there's a physiologic reason which is explaining this. Now, as a physician, I would say we need to address the obesity epidemic, which disproportionately affects African Americans, but all Americans would need to address it. That would lower the prevalence of diabetes, of hypertension, of the ACE receptors, et cetera, and that's what would bring benefit.
Well, I mean, as we heard in that report, I mean, some underlying health conditions and disparities are part of the issue here. But, I mean, we heard Congressman Cedric Richmond say as well that this is rooted in years of systemic racism. Aren't there other forces at work here?
Well, you know, that's rhetoric, and it may be, but as a physician, I'm looking at science.
You're saying that's just rhetoric? I mean, there are more uninsured African Americans compared to other populations in your state. Doesn't that play a role in,
you know, they people. Said minorities. We've done the Medicaid expansion. Now, intuitively, it might be, but again, I don't want to seem insensitive at all. Again, I'm a physician. This was my practice. But as a physician, I approach it more, okay, what is the physiology? And the physiology is that if you have an ACE receptor, that's where the virus hits. Diabetes and hypertension, unfortunately, are way overrepresented in folks who have obesity.
But obviously, you are a doctor, as you said, but I mean, obviously, you're also a member of the U.S. Senate. And if there are other issues at play here, isn't it also your role to address them? I mean, I think about the concern that came up.
Absolutely. But I think it's important to be analytical, because we're not going to come to a solution if we just say, oh, this must be the case. We're going to come to a solution if we look at it carefully and say these are the factors that we can identify. Now, by the way, I think if you control for diabetes and hypertension, a lot of racial difference would go away. And I say that not to dismiss the problem of health disparities. We have to focus on health disparities, but we can't get distracted by that which is true, perhaps, but unrelated to the problem at hand. And the issue at hand is, how do we decrease death rates from COVID-19? And that is by, among other things, addressing the underlying factors. And those are diabetes, hypertension, and obesity, no matter your race. And if we do that, all will benefit.
Well, Senator, let me ask you, I mean, the situation at hand, there are some other members of Congress, some Democrats, who have said that one option here might be for the White House and the Trump administration to reopen enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, for Obamacare, and for the president to encourage people and say that is an option if you are suffering from COVID and need to feel the confidence of being insured to get to a hospital. Is that something you would consider?
So I certainly would consider it, but the White House has specifically said that if anybody has a hospital bill related to COVID, the federal government will pay 100% of it. I have mixed feelings about that, because now you're better off being uninsured because you have no deductible and copay, because 100% of your expense is going to be covered by the federal government.
I want to ask you about that. There was some confusion about that a few weeks ago. The president said that your copay for treatment would be paid for, but then PolitiFact came out and said that was actually just your copay for being tested would be covered, not necessarily treatment. Can you guarantee that people will not have to pay a copay if they go in and try to get treatment for COVID?
I think there's a paradoxical incentive here, because I'm told that if you have commercial insurance, that you'd still be responsible for your copay, but that if you're uninsured, since you have no copay, you're not responsible for the bill. So again, I think there might be a perverse incentive here. I would not be, if they wanted to open up the exchanges, I would not object.
You would not object. You would support that and tell the president that that's an idea that might help people in your state.
It would. But on the other hand, it does seem as if there's been an alternative pathway which otherwise addresses the issue.
Can I just ask you to step back? I mean, you've been obviously a very central player in your party when it comes to questions about the future of healthcare in our country. As you look at a moment like this and see African Americans dying at an alarming rate, and you think about, as a doctor, as you said, thinking about what conditions can be addressed, but when you think about policies, you've been criticized before by the NAACP for policies that, in their view, don't support minority communities. Is this a moment where you're willing to step back and say, let's rethink everything and think about whether we as a country are addressing the racial disparities when it comes to healthcare?
So my whole practice for 25 years was attempting to address racial disparities. And my practice, if you will, as a member of Congress, has been to address those racial disparities. If you actually look at my policies, they would have actually brought equity to those people who are less well off. And so if you actually look at them as opposed to just read the, kind of top line that, say, an opponent would be saying. And so I absolutely think that we should. And I would also say that it would be health disparities for socioeconomic class. Because, again, if you separate poverty out as a separate issue, then a lot of the racial disparities, not all, but a lot of the racial disparities go away because poor people have less, have poorer health than those who are well off. And it just so happens that more African Americans live below the poverty level, which in of itself is a tragedy. So we need to address both those issues, but there's a clear relationship between poverty and ill health, and that's what we must address.
All right, so much to talk about here. Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, one of the states that is being hit particularly hard right now with this coronavirus outbreak. Senator, we're thinking about all the citizens of your state, and thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you, David.